Heber Light & Power is a community-owned Utah Energy Services interlocal organization providing power to the Heber Valley. It was formed in 1909 by the communities of Heber City, Midway City, and Charleston Town. The sitting mayor of Heber, Alan McDonald, is the chair of that board. The newly elected mayor of Heber, Colleen Potter, will assume that position in January. Heber Light & Power requested the Wasatch Planning Commission approve a height variance for the power project. The citizens group called Volt and newly elected officials claim they have had no information on the agreement between Heber Light & Power and Rocky Mountain Power. Potter was elected to the Heber City Council 4 years ago and sat on the power board for about 6 months and was removed abruptly by McDonald.
I am not aware of any input from residents. Being on the council, I was not aware of any details. It was not presented to the council. The agreement was not, and it was not available, at least from some research that some people have done to try and find it in any of the meetings. I know there was some discussion, but the actual agreement was not made available at the time, to my knowledge.
The Planning Commission has asked the applicants to return in February with some answers clarifying the need for the project and impacts on the community. Midway Mayor-elect Celeste Johnson says the project is not a done deal.
Very interestingly, as very thoughtful questions have been posed to Heber Light & Power, they haven't had answers. And at the most recent county council meeting, they were instructed by the county council to go back and get some of those answers before they reapply. So an agreement has been entered in between Rocky Mountain Power and Heber Light & Power, but that doesn't mean it has to move forward. Heber Light & Power doesn't have the easements they need yet. They need height variances passed by the County Planning Commission. There's a lot that still needs to be done. And we're saying, you know what? Why would you run that right up this incredible valley? There's got to be other options. And let's look at what those are first.
In 2014, Park City residents rejected a proposal by Rocky Mountain Power to build a similar project. At the time, Rocky Mountain turned their sights on Wasatch County. Potter says the people in Heber want more answers.
There is that, you know, perception that a lot of this is happening because of a need that exists outside of our community. Now, the Heber Light & Power people, when I asked that question directly, have said, well, you know, Rocky Mountain would have to explain that, but we need this for our valley, and we'd have to do this anyway, and this is the only way we can do it that's affordable. So there's some questions out there on, you know, how much of that impact is coming from this breakthrough and, you know, when Park City was resisting what they were wanting to do there.
Mayor-elect Johnson is confident there will be some answers before any rulings are made.
The Board of Adjustment did take this item off their agenda this week because of the Planning Commission's decision. So fortunately, I think some very clear minds are ruling right now in our government, and they're saying, hang on, guys, you don't know exactly what's going to happen yet. And until you can give us those answers, we're not going to make any rulings.
The applicants were asked to return to the Planning Commission in February. Both Mayors Alan McDonald and Colleen Bonner were contacted for this story. KPCW received no response. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.